here's a story from The World.
If you aren't hearing it yet, get ready. Trillions of cicadas are starting to emerge above ground in the eastern U.S. Not millions or billions, trillions of these insects, from Indiana to Georgia to New York. They've been waiting for this moment for 17 years, living below ground in the darkness. It's one of the planet's largest broods of periodical cicadas. As the world's Anna Kusma reports, American cicadas do things a bit differently.
The cicadas emerging from the ground this week have missed a lot since they hatched as baby cicadas from eggs 17 years ago. Lady Gaga, Game of Thrones, coronavirus, they've been deep underground for all of it.
They truly are bugs of history in the sense that the eggs that formed the cicadas coming out this year hatched in late July and into August of 2004. George W. Bush is president of the United States.
Gene Kritsky is a cicada expert at Mount St. Joseph University in Cincinnati. He says the cicadas in the eastern U.S. are unlike those anywhere else in the world.
It's unique to the U.S. is Jurassic World Africa.
These periodic cicadas spend 13 or 17 years maturing underground before they emerge as adults.
They have the longest life cycles of all known insects.
And they emerge all at once in gigantic numbers, creating a huge racket. Like in these videos from Maryland and Virginia in 2004, the last time this brood, 10, emerged. Cicadas exist on every continent except Antarctica, but elsewhere they have shorter lifespans and don't emerge in these massive broods. The song is similar, though.
I heard them in Japan, I've heard them in Greece, and in Provence, France, they're a sign of summer.
Why U.S. species act so differently is currently a question mark for scientists. A leading theory is that the long life cycles may have been an adaptation to millions of years of living through North American ice ages, says Kritsky.
Imagine you're in a situation where there's these very cold temperatures north of you. That 17 years may be highly adapted to survival. It's thought that that long life cycle was an adaptation to life during the ice age.
And many scientists believe that the reason why they come out in such large numbers is to thwart predators like birds.
The predators can eat all they want, and there are still millions of them left.
But the science on all of this is hardly settled, says entomologist John Cooley at the University of Connecticut.
I have to underscore, they are hypotheses. You know, whether they're ever going to move beyond that is an open question because they're kind of hard to test.
Because U.S. cicada populations are so different, it's hard for scientists to do comparative studies that may answer the question of why they're unique. And while humans haven't figured out why U.S. cicadas evolved like they did, it's clearly working for them.
This is clearly a strategy that works. This is one way of accomplishing that goal of grow up, stay alive, find a mate, lay eggs. And this is a really odd way of accomplishing those goals, but it works.
Being loud, raucous, and completely in your face about it, apparently it's the American way. For The World, I'm Anna Kusmer.